Yeah, the unmistakable sounds of Booker T and the MGs. And Booker T. Jones, the leader of that band, is coming to the Reading Blues Festival this weekend. And he's just one of the many superb performers coming. And I have John Ernesto, who is the general manager of the festival, sitting in the studio with me. John, thank you for taking time out to come and join us this afternoon.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Our pleasure indeed to talk with you. And likewise, also when you do the jazz festival, the Berks Jazz Festival, always loads of great people you bring in. So.
Well, Thank you.
Yeah, and the Blues Festival this year, it's only the second year of the Blues Festival, right?
Yeah, this is our second annual. We, you know, launched it last year, and it went very, you know, for the first time it went very well. But we wanted to make some changes to it, and this year the big changes, all the major events are at one location at the Doubletree by Hilton in Reading. So we have there are three main venues inside the hotel, the Grand Ballroom, the small ballroom, and the amphitheater. We're using all three facilities, so all the ticketed events are under one roof at the Doubletree.
Wow. Okay. So that makes it good, especially if the weather's bad.
And for fans, you know, we did it differently this year. You buy a ticket for Friday, you can buy an all day ticket for Saturday, and an all day ticket for Sunday, and we also sold a VIP package, which included everything.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, we sold those all out. So we had 200 of those, and we sold those out. So the response has been very, 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 very well, very good so far. So,
well, with considering the people you've got booked, not surprising. But so the main is the Doubletree Hotel,
mm-hmm.
but you do have a number of other venues you're using as well, right? And are you saying they are all free performances in the?
Yeah, they're all free performances in venues downtown. Everybody gets on board, and we try to schedule. They try to schedule stuff around dinner time when there's a break in our action. We have stuff at the Peanut Bar on opening Friday afternoon. We do a the official kickoff concert at lunchtime at the Peanut Bar Restaurant on Friday. We have shows at the Speckled Hen.
Yep.
And we also have some Sofritos. It's a little outside of town. It's in Moton. The downtown Reading location unfortunately had to close, so they moved it over to their Moton venue. So, and also at the Gogworth Center for the Arts, Alexis P. Suter's playing there Saturday afternoon around 4 o'clock, doing a concert there at the Art Center.
Glad you mentioned her. She's always a favorite here on WDRY. She did a benefit for us a number of years back. Yeah, what a performer she is.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person.
I would have played her, but we play her so much on DIY. Should pick out some of the other people you have featured. So, let's see. First of all, tell us, Booker T. Jones, he'll be with his own band?
Yes, his own band, his own quartet, yes.
Okay, quartet, usual lineup, guitar.
Ruthie Foster, it's a co-bill. Ruthie Foster's opening the show, and we have the local Doxa Gospel Ensemble performing with Ruthie. She's going to do two or three gospel-tinged songs, and then Booker T's doing his whole set. So it's a full evening of soulful blues.
Yeah, wow, that should be nice. Talking of soulful blues as well, Vanessa Collier, you have involved as well, don't you?
Yes, Vanessa's been coming back. She was there last year. She was there last year, I believe. Anyway, she was at Jazz Festival last year. That's right. I get my things mixed up. But Vanessa's going to be hosting the late night blues party on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, she's opening our grand finale, which is four concerts. It starts with Vanessa at noon. Then it moves to Clarence Spady and Nick Colleone doing a Jazz Gets the Blues set. And then John Nemeth and the Blue Dreamers. And then the festival comes to an end with Shamika Copeland.
All right.
So it's a full afternoon of, and we start that Sunday morning off with the screening of the documentary Sidemen. So you can catch a movie and then see four concerts. So
okay, tell us briefly about the movie.
It's a documentary on that was done on Pinetop Perkins and Hubert Sumlin and I can't remember the drummer's name, but all these legendary side guys who played with the Muddy Waters and everybody. And then they, you know, when their leaders all passed on, they had this idea about them going out as a group. And so they started this documentary about preparing it for this collaboration. And unfortunately, all three gentlemen passed away in 2011, I believe it was. All three of them died the same year. So they finished this documentary. It's really, really good. So the director and the producers of it are actually going to be here. Scott Rosenbaum is going to be here at the festival and doing a Q&A after the screening on Sunday morning at 10:30.
Nice. Okay. And now, you mentioned Vanessa Collier. She'll be, in addition to opening on the Sunday, she's hosting a blues jam on the Saturday night. And then you also have another blues jam on the Friday night.
Friday night, yes.
Yeah, Craig Thatcher hosting that one. But he has G.E. Smith, guitarist.
Yep.
Yeah, really well.
They're doing a concert at 6 o'clock, like the official opening concert. And that's going to be at 6. And then they're coming back later that night to host the blues jam. And hopefully there'll be some other artists around. I know Slam Allen's going to be in town. He's going to sit in and have some fun. So
wow, right. And G. Smith, he's played with everybody, hasn't he?
He
was the leader of the Saturday Night Live band for 10 years or so back in the 90s, I think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And played with Hall & Oates and I basically played with everybody. Yeah. He comes here from Pennsylvania, right, from Scranton?
I think he's in the Pocono area or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, well, then sounds like that should be a fine combination with he and Craig Thatcher together.
I'm a big fan of Craig. He's a great guy, and he plays a lot of either jazz or blues fest with us all the time. So
yep, we've had him sitting where you are on many, many occasions. Lots of live performances here he's done for us. But hey, we talked about Vanessa Collier. Why not? Let's play something from her new album. Vanessa Collier, as you mentioned, she had her on the jazz one last time. She's a tenor sax player and vocalist and plays a bit of guitar as well, right? And she came out of the Berklee School of Jazz, and it's fairly rare for someone going from going to Berklee and then becoming a performing blues musician rather than a jazz musician. She has a really fine new album out. Title of the album is Honey Up. Let's take a listen to her doing Bless Your Heart. Vanessa Collier, right here on The Blend on 88.1 WDIY, and Vanessa appearing both on the Sunday, opening up on the Sunday, and leading the Saturday night blues jam at the Reading Blues Festival.
Don't call me sweetheart, don't call me baby, don't call me anything but my name. You must be foolish, 'cause I ain't your woman, your daughter or your friend. There's a saying in the South, and it sounds real sweet, bless your heart, you poor thing.
You think you're fine. Yeah, Vanessa Collier there from her new album, Honey Up. Bless Your Heart, the piece you heard. And by the way, she was playing National Steel Resonator guitar on there and playing some really nice guitar work. She is better known for her sax work, but she plays fine guitar, as you heard there. And we are talking about the Reading Blues Festival upcoming this weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, in various venues in Reading, largely down at the Doubletree Hotel. And I have John Ernesto in the studio with me, who is the general manager of the festival. John, we've covered quite a few of the things happening, but a few things that we didn't. And I noticed one thing on the lineup: Chicago plays the Stones. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm excited about that show. That when we were putting the festival together, one of the agents mentioned to me there's this new project. There's a record being produced, and it was called Chicago Plays the Stones. So I did some checking into it, and what it is the... They took a lot of Chicago musicians, like Chicago blues musicians, and they redid music that the Rolling Stones made famous, but was influenced by the blues. And so the touring project is headed by Ronnie Baker Brooks and Billy Branch. They have an all-star band, and actually the whole project got pushed back. It was just about done, and Keith Richards and Mick Jagger got wind of it, and they wanted to be on the record. So they had to go. They went in the studio and recut some stuff, and it pushed the project. It finally came out in September.
Okay.
And so it's a new project. We're one of the first tour dates they have. And so we're kind of excited about that. It's a great afternoon of Chicago-style blues, because Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials is opening the Co-Bill for Chicago Plays the Stones.
Okay, wow, and they're always magnificent, aren't they? Right?
Yeah, that should be a great afternoon of music, yeah.
And Mick Jagger's likely to, or might show up and sit in, right?
I'm sure if he did, no one's going to know about it, but that would be pretty cool.
It's nice actually turning the tables with the Stones, having covered lots of good Chicago blues,
exactly,
and then recorded.
Yeah. There's a great video. We just posted a video on Facebook about the project. I mean, it's an excellent promo video. And so if you go on Facebook, the either, you know, Berks Jazz Fest page or the Reading Blues Fest page, you can see it. We have it posted there. It's an excellent video.
Okay.
That they used to promo the whole project, how it came about, and it has Ronnie Baker Brooks and Billy Branch featured on the video.
Billy Branch on harmonica, right?
Yeah.
And Ronnie Baker Brooks on guitar and vocals.
On the video, Ronnie sings Satisfaction. And I forget what Billy Branch does, but they're just classic Stones tunes. Yeah.
How about Little Red Rooster? Do they do that?
I think that's on there. I believe it is.
Okay,
yeah.
That was one of my favorite Stones.
On the record, John
pieces.
Primer, and there's a whole bunch of people on it. You know.
Yep. Okay. But John Primer won't.
He won't be here. At the
festival, the record.
Now.
There's a whole range of other people. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Good. So I'm glad you've explained to us who's doing what for that one. We talked about the Blues Gems. Oh, on the acoustic side, you have Blind Boy Paxton will be there, right?
Yeah, Blind Boy Paxton's coming back. He played last year. He did a performance at the Gog Works. So this year we wanted to have an acoustic, presentation. So Blind Boy's doing two shows on Saturday in what we're dubbing. It's a small ballroom at the Doubletree, but we rebranded it for the Blues Festival, Crossroads at the Doubletree. So he'll be there in the afternoon. I believe on Saturday he plays at noon. Then he comes back and plays a 6 o'clock set.
All right.
So he's got two shows. Yeah.
And he'll be solo, right?
Yes, yeah. He's solo, yeah. Yeah.
He's a young guy, right? Is he 30 yet?
He's an amazing musician. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, he can play so many things, and he does it so well.
Beautiful banjo he plays as well, right?
Great piano player, yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right.
So looking forward to that. And that book ends on Saturday, the Chicago thing, then it leads into the evening where we have Tommy Caspro and Tinsley Ellis doubleheader in the Bing Ballroom. You know, Tinsley Ellis, then Tommy Caspro and the Painkillers are going to be headlining on Saturday night. So,
all right. Wow. What a weekend of the blues. All right. And we already talked about the movie. Any that you would particularly like to headline of your own favorites?
I'm really looking forward to Chicago Plays the Stones. I'm a big Ronnie Baker Brooks fan. He's a great guy. I love working with him. And the finale, having the four concerts to end, wrap it up, giving people an opportunity to hang out all day and see four great concerts. Vanessa Collier, followed by, like I mentioned earlier, followed by Clarence Beatty Band with special guest Nick Colion doing Jazz Gets the Blues, which they did during Jazz Festival about 2 years ago. And then followed by John Nemeth and the Blue Dreamers with the Burks Horns. Then Shamika wrapping the whole thing up, and we'll be on the whole day. Be over by 7:30, so people heading home won't be on the road late. So that's why we're starting at noon and ending in between 7 and 7:30. So it's a lot of music for the whole weekend. We're looking forward to a great weekend of the blues.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you just mentioned Shamika Copeland, and I have her lined up to take us out. But just before I play that, John, give us the website information again, just so you've told people a lot, just so they know where to check out.
Sure, just go to readingbluesfest.com, readingbluesfest.com, and all the information is on there.
Okay, excellent. All right, let's go out listening to Shamika Copeland. She has a fine new album out. America's Child, the album title. And I love the lead-off track on here, Ain't Got Time for Hate. Let's go out listening to that, and you can catch her on the Sunday evening closing out the Reading Blues Festival this coming Sunday. Ain't Got Time for Hate, Shamika Copeland, right here on The Blend on 88.1 WDIY.
People lost traveling man. Rich or poor.